Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined today by filmmaker Peng Fei, who is presenting his film Underground Fragrance in the section Venice Days. Thanks a lot for joining us. And my first question is for the benefit of our listeners, if you could tell us a little bit about the story of the film in your own words.
我讲述的是一个来北京。
So my film talks about people coming to Beijing to work and earn their life. So two of the characters of the film live underground in a world that I didn't know, even if I'm a Beijinger. So they struggle to earn their lives. And the other character, the third character of the film, lives on the ground, but his home is to be destroyed, is to be destructed. So he's faced to a chance to become very rich, because you get money from the government when it happens, but the process of how you react when you have this chance, how greedy or not you are when you can change your life. He has also the possibility to become a drifter like the people underground, because if his home is destroyed and he doesn't get this money, he might become one of these guys underground with no place to live.
Personally speaking, how much do you know of the community in which this film takes place?
住在地下室的来北京.
For the part underground, I've been spending 2 years living, well, at least going to see them often and becoming friends with them, so it was a long process to know them. It's been 2 years. And the part on the ground, the guy who is faced to the possibility to destruct his home, I have many friends and family who have experienced this or who are experiencing this. So I am quite close to these people after this preparation work.
I noticed that there's some attention given to architecture in this film. Is it because you want to represent class division through architecture in a poetic way as well as a realistic way?
I would say it's more a struggle, not between different classes of society, but between the character and his own wishes and his own future. So the people living underground, they struggle to live underground in the buildings in Beijing. They are actually a big part of the development of the real estate and the city of Beijing. So they have this struggle to get out of the underground. And in the case of the character underground, he also dreams to live in these big buildings that he see. Now he's in the old house. So it's also the film also depicts more the struggle he has with himself and his dream.
But this gives me a good lead way to talk about the visual style, and a lot of the shots are very carefully composed, but the camera remains quite still a lot of the times. Can you tell us about this visual choice?
Yes, I am very keen for this film on still shots. I like to have a still tripod and have the camera shooting the characters in a space and background. These are all my tools as a director, and I like to see how they interact. So I did choose still shots.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you worked with the actors?
I worked with the new actors with no experience in acting. So, of course, the problem is they have no experience, but the good thing is I can see more, I can see much charm in their acting. There are three parts we work with the actors. The first, I worked with an assistant director who had much experience in developing the drama skills of the actors in order them not to be shy in front of the camera and to express them more naturally and freely. The second part was to have them living 2 months in the underground and become friends with the people actually living there underground. And the third thing was to have them meet with the characters they would interpret. So, for example, the guy met with people selling second-hand furnitures and became friends with these people. And the girl, she interprets a pool dancer in a bar, so she met with these girls and actually became friends until now with a few of these girls.
然后与此同时我还要跟他们讨论剧本，让
So in this experience, 2 month experience, living with the people of the film in underground and doing furnitures, pool dancer, through this experience, I could work with the actors and sometimes correct the script in order to express more deeply or more directly the feelings they had in this experience. So that was something. But after we started to shoot, it was the opposite. I followed the actors because then they were in a more natural state. They knew they had feelings that I wanted to follow at the time.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.